Let's go to our special topic line. Good luck, bad luck. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Got some of the best, worst luck in the world.
You've covered all the bases. What happened?
Well, I went to sleep and woke up about two, 3 hours later. Had an arrow sticking out of my shoulder.
You had an arrow sticking out of your shoulder?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta tell us what happened here.
Well, my stepson and the neighbor kid decided that they were gonna steal my truck. Well, they figured they'd incapacitate me first.
They tried to do you in?
No, they were just supposedly they were trying to incapacitate me.
So let's shoot you with an arrow. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah. I'm laying there in all my glory and woke up, and there's an arrow sticking out of my shoulder.
I assume the pain of the arrow piercing your skin woke you up?
No, my wife woke me up.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. What do you mean she? You didn't even wake up during this episode?
Apparently not. According to them, I gasped for air and I'm still asleep.
Oh, this was a real arrow, though, not one of these rubber-tipped things, right? All right.
Yeah, the eagle claw went in the front and come out the back. They clipped the nerve when it went through. The nerve right there, I have no feeling in my shoulder now whatsoever.
And in the meantime, what has become of them? Did you press charges against? What'd you do?
He's doing, 4 years, and stepson's doing 2 to 5.
For this episode.
Yeah. And just so happens, I mean, it could have went 1,000 different ways.
Well, you know what? You're right.
I lay on my side. That night I managed, for some reason, I got hot and laid down on my back.
If I'd been
laying down on my side, this arrow could have went in them.
Could have hit you in, could have gone right through your heart.
Neck, out my face, or
all right, you're breaking up, but let me tell you, you're right. It is good luck, bad luck, but I can't believe that. Oh, well, at least they're in jail. East of the Rockies, it's your turn. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Hey.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, thank you. Very kind of you to say that.
You're welcome. I understand you went to college out here, like out in Fitchburg.
No. I went to my mother was born in Fitchburg. I'd go there during the summers, but I went to college at the University of Detroit.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
That's okay.
But, this is Frank from Gloucester. I listen to you on WGAN 560 out of Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
Because WRKO, the reception here is lousy. But I wanted to tell you about an experience I had. I used to live up in Hudson, New Hampshire. Which isn't too far from Fitchburg. And one night, I was coming home. I was having dinner with my folks. And I was sober that night. I'm not too sober tonight. But
you're not? Are you drunk?
Well, I'm a little bit inebriated. But this night that this happened, I was sober. And I was driving home, and it was about 10:30 at night. It was that year when the comets came through. I think it was 97 or 96. It was like Hale Bopp, and then Hyakutake came a year later.
Sure.
And it was around that time. And it was about October. And I saw a shadow go across the hood of my car. And I looked up, and as soon as I saw it, it was like it saw me, like it knew I saw it. And it looked right at me. And like Art says, you know, it had the glowing red eyes. I didn't know if it was the devil or what it was. It looked like a bat floating in the sky.
Did it look like it had, did it have wings, Frank?
It had wings. But, it was like Batman or the devil. I don't know what it was, George. I had a chill go from my skull to the base of my spine. And like I said, as soon as I looked at it, it looked right at me, like it knew I saw it. You know what I mean?
Did you start drinking after that?
No, I probably did after that. But It was as it wasn't as if it was flying through the sky. It was as if it was floating across the sky. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life, George.
What if it wasn't a shadow? What if it was a real object that happened to be just dark and looked like that?
I don't know, but I know those eyes were flaming red, and I've never forgotten it.
All right, you got to watch that, and don't drive tonight, Frank. Just stay at home and enjoy the program.